You're listening to the Retrovore Union Square Market Report.
This week, we'll be starting with Anthony DiPaolo of DiPaolo Turkey Farms outside of Princeton, New Jersey. His family's been farming this farm since about 1947, and he raises about 25,000 turkeys there, and he has many turkey products that he brings to Union Square as well as many other farmers markets around the city.
Then we'll talk to Beth Linsky from Beth's Farm Kitchen. She makes some of the most delicious preserves, from garlic jelly and rhubarb chutney to wild blueberry jam and blood orange marmalade. Mario Batali even uses her pickled vegetables for the spotted pig.
Lastly, we met up with Anne-Marie Borghese, who is co-owner of Borghese Vineyards, the oldest vineyard on Long Island. Borghese Vineyards was the featured vineyard at the Pride of New York booth, where they showcase a different New York State vineyard each week.
We're at DiPaolo Turkey Farm. We're located right outside of Princeton, New Jersey. We sell turkey sausage, turkey, ground turkey, turkey burgers, anything to do with turkey. And our product is hormone and antibiotic free. Our farm, we raise about 25,000 turkeys right now. We were at one point in our farm, we were raising 90,000. Most of our sales is retail. Very little bit of wholesale. And we're going to continue making our product and making better products. The sausage is all natural, which consists of Italian seasoning. It is good for parties. It's also good with pasta sauce, lasagna. Again, it's all natural and antibiotic free. And we don't add no fat, fillers, or skin to our meats. Our turkeys, when we grow them, we grow them a day old. We grow them for approximately 16 to 18 weeks. They're young turkeys. We don't keep them year-round. We don't keep them to get old, and the meat is very, very tender on them. We've been doing this since 1947. It's the second generation. We're at the Union Square Green Markets Wednesdays and Fridays. We're also in Brooklyn on Saturdays at Fort Greene, Grand Army, and through the summer months we're in Long Staten Island, and also on Saturdays we're at Inwood, Abington, Tribeca, Tucker Square. Sundays we'll be at Tompkins, Carroll Gardens, and I also forgot 97th Street and Dag Hammarskjöld.
Hi, I'm Beth Linsky from Beth's Farm Kitchen. We have our kitchen, our home kitchen, in Stuyvesant Falls, New York, and we use all locally grown fruits and vegetables. We did 25,000 pounds last year from farmers that I can name off because we go to their farm and pick them up. We don't pick the fruit anymore. We started 29 years ago, and we used to pick all the fruit, but it's changed quite a bit since then. We now have 17 chutneys and about 65 or 70 jams. Not all the same jams all year, excepting strawberry rhubarb is always there and raspberry is always there. This year we have blueberry and wild blueberry, and then we actually drove up to Maine and got the blueberries and drove back down again. So we knew we were getting actual stuff, the actual right stuff. And then we do marmalades, which are not local. But we do, at this time of the year, we have blood orange and Meyer lemon, which we don't have the rest of the year, just because they're in the food chain here in New York right now. But we also do pickles, which is, we do the regular pickles, like bread and butter pickles and dilly beans and dilly carrots. But we also do ramps in season, and we do asparagus in season. And so those are the kind of things that you can use. Like now, people can buy them, and they still taste really fresh, even though they're pickled. Because we don't make them an odd pickle. Like, we don't add horseradish to those pickles because they should be as true to their real flavor as they can be at this time of the year. We have a source who found us at the World Trade Center. And he was bringing figs to one of the vendors so they could eat them. And then when they gave them to us to eat, we said, why don't you just pick them for us? And so they started doing that. And it's a good 8 or 10 years ago now. And so they, every year they pick them and freeze them. And then I go out to Sheepshead Bay and pick them all up. And I got like over 100 pounds from him this year, but I also got from another person in Sheepshead Bay, and I got from a person in Lynbrook, Long Island, because she had a fig tree that her dad had brought from Italy, planted in Brooklyn, and then when she moved from Brooklyn to Lynbrook, she had that same tree. So she was still, and she's still picking from there. It's about, she's got to be about 85 at this point, but she's still picking from that same tree. So they're very long-lived. There's a lot of them also in Astoria, Queens, but I don't have any sources, so I'd love to get sources there. because all the Greeks came to Astoria, and they brought their fig trees. The Italians mostly went to Brooklyn. When we're making the jam, in order to get the flavor to be really good, my theory, and it seems to work in practice, is that you have to keep the batches small. They have to be cooked fast. The color is maintained. It's a high heat. But there's only 12 to maybe 15 jars per batch. And it just makes all the difference in the world in the quality of the fruit, because the fruit and the fruit flavor are deteriorated by heat, by extended heat. And also the color changes. They can become too dark if they're cooked too long. So we try to do everything very quick, very, you know, fast. We use as little pectin, added pectin, as we can, but we move it through fast, but little batches.
Hi, my name is Anne Marie Borghese. I'm the owner of Castello di Borghese in Cutchogue, New York, and we are the oldest vineyard on Long Island. And we're here today in the Union Square Farmers Market, and I'm part of the Pride of New York booth. And this is a booth that's really a fabulous thing for all of New York State, because all of the different wineries have an opportunity to come to the market, sell their wine, and it's to showcase New York State products. So Borghese's delighted to be here today, and I brought several wines with me, starting with our Pinot Noir, which is our signature red wine. We've won many medals for that one, and I also have with me today our signature white wine, which is our Sauvignon Blanc, and that just won the silver medal for New York State. I have also Cabernet Franc, I have a Merlot, I have our Estate Chardonnay, and a Rosé, and a couple more wines. So come on over to our booth to have a taste, and do visit us in Cutchogue if you're not here in Union Square. You can go online and visit us at BorghesiVineyard.com. All the wines are available online, being shipped in New York State. Our signature wine is the Pinot Noir, and we do estate levels and reserve levels of all of our wines. Our vines for that particular wine are about 13 years old. Our vines for the Sauvignon Blanc, which is our signature white I mentioned before, are about 35 years old. Those are the oldest vines on Long Island. So the wines have a very full-bodied taste and very flavorful. These are food-friendly wines, which is so great to be in the market, because people can buy their foods, their local foods, and then buy their wines as well, and make a really nice New York presentation at their table at home. So we're really thrilled to be a part of this campaign. I think food sells wine, and it's certainly a great thing to be part of.
That's a wrap for this week. Next week, all of our featured farmers have opted out of certified organic standards in favor of what many call beyond organic. We'll ask them what that means. The Retrovore Union Square Market Report is produced by Matt and Amy of Retrovore.com. Remember, the future
is in the pasture.
See you next week.